Thank you for introducing me. So I'm Kaburo Mori from University of Tokyo. And this talk is based on these two papers, part one and part two. And these papers were collaborated with the Hiroyuki and Yuji and Kazuya. Okay, so let's start. So let me start by talking about why would I like to study the n equals 1,0 series. And so for n equals 2,0 series, it is very well known to be important. And the importance mainly comes from the complexification of them. And so we can get the various low dimensional system from the complexifications of the n equals 2,0 series. And such complexification generalizes low dimensional dualities. So we aim to hold a similar story for n equals 1,0 series. So in other words, for the less supersymmetries. And so here I briefly summarize how can we get for this Bokomovir series from the 60 series. So if you start from the 60 n equals 2,0 series, and we can put that theory on the Riemann surface, possibly with punctures. And such class of the for the n equals 2 series are called the classes. And further, if we put on the R-symmetry flux on the Riemann surface, we can get the for the n equals 1 classes series. And on the other hand, we can start from the 60 n equals 1,0 series, which is main topic of this talk. And if we put on that theory on torus, we get the for the n equals 2 theories. And moreover, we can put on that theory on the Riemann surfaces with possibly punctures, then we get the 4D n equals 1 theories. And such theories are being studied by this Gartner and Rasmus paper or following gaps. And so in this talk, I will talk on the relation between the cross-set series and the series obtained by the torus complexifications of n equals 1,0 series. And so importantly, there is another paper by the Derezot and Bafsi, which is very related to our paper. So I'll mention on that. So the main result of the part one paper is on the torus compactification on the so-called minimal conformal matter theory. And so minimal conformal matter theory is defined by the single M5 brain probing the ALE singularity. And so we found such the torus compactification of such theory can be described by the cross-set theory of this type. So of course, I will mention this in detail later. And the main results of the part two paper is that on the more generalized case, namely the general conformal matter case, which is the n coincident M5 brains probing the ALE singularity. And in that case, we should, the for this theory is equivalent to the pair of the cross-set series. And I will explain this too. Okay. So the program of this talk is first, briefly review on the cross-set series. And then I will introduce the 60 conformal matter theories. And I will talk on the minimal case. And then I will talk on general case. Okay, so let me start from the reviews on cluster theories. But do not ask me questions, because there is the very person here. So the cluster theories, as I said, is defined, is the class of the 4D n equals 2 theories, which is defined as the Riemann surface compactification of the n equals 2 comma 0 theories of, and n equals 2, 60 n equals 2 comma 0 theories are classified by the Lie algebras of ADE type. And the 60 n equals 2 comma 0 theories can be defined as ADE type singularities in type 2 bistring. And the classes punctures can be identified with the boundary condition of the 5D maximally supersymmetric Gambier theory. And it is known that the types of the punctures is classified by the so-called non-pole boundary condition of the 5D maximum supersymmetric Gambiers, and which is further classified by the conjugacy class of the embedding of SU2 to the gauge group G. And so in this talk, I will mainly use the only two types of punctures. One of the full puncture, which is corresponding to the merely a degree boundary condition of the 5D maximally supersymmetric Gambiers. And of course, such boundary condition preserves the G, whole G symmetry. And the other is the simple puncture, and which is corresponds to the so-called subregular homomorphism of the SU2 to G. And the important thing is that such puncture holds the U1 symmetry for the SU case and no Prever symmetry for other case. Okay. So here we, and so, for example, the type AK minus 1 cluster theory with the Riemann surface like this. So this is a three punctured sphere, and two punctures are full, and one puncture is simple. And this has the SUK times SUK Frevel symmetry, and if it, this is known to it equivalent to the just a free by fundamental hypermultiplet. Okay. And if we consider the D4 process theory with the same Riemann surface, then it is known that this theory is equivalent to the so-called Minahan-Meshansky EA's superconvex theory. So in this case, this theory has the EA Frevel symmetry. And so in this construction, the SO8 times SO8 is manifest. So there's a symmetry enhancement here. Anyway, and if you put the more many simple punctures for the type A cluster theory, so we can recognize this picture as the junction of the three puncture spheres, and each part is a bifundamental hypers, and each tube connecting these spheres is correspond to the SUK and equals the vector multiple. So this system is equivalent to this linear Kuiper theory, which is conformally for you. And so, on the other hand, we can degenerate this Riemann surface as like this. And here, so we put these simple punctures on the one, all the, in one sphere, and here the full puncture appears. So, and this the sphere with three full punctures are called the TN series, TK minus one series. But, and it is known that this part corresponds to this type of the lowering quiver. So this starts from lowering quiver, and so we can recognize that this quiver containing the strongly coupled TN theory and this standard linear quiver is S2O. So this is the one example of geometrization of the S2O. And but we can consider the same puncture sphere with the general type, say D and E type, and in that case we can again degenerate this sphere as the junction of the three puncture spheres, and for D and E type each sphere corresponds to a strongly coupled system, but so we can recognize this strongly coupled theory as a so generalized bifundamental conformal matter for the G-type gauge groups. So this looks like a generalized linear quiver theory with gauge group G. Okay, so I finish the review of classes theory. Next, I'm introducing the 60 conformal matter series. And before doing that, I'm going to introduce the n equals 1 cup 0 supermultiplets. And so there is three massless supermultiplet with spin less than 2. And one is the tensor multiplet, which consists of the self-dual 2 form and Kallati plus fermion and one real scalar. And the BEV of such scalar field preserves the R symmetry, and such BEV is called the tensor branch BEV. And in the 60, there is also, of course, vector multiplet, but the vector multiplet do not contain any scalar field. So there is no Coulomb branch in 60. And of course, the hypermultiplet contains the four real scalar or two complex scalars. So and that breaks the R symmetry. So such web is called Higgs branch web. Okay, so as I said, the minimal GG conformal matter theory is defined as the world volume theory of the single M pi brain, probing the LE singularity in M theory. And so because the singular locus of the LE orbifold is 7-dimensional and the M pi brain is the 5-dimensional, this M pi brain separates the singular locus into the two parts. And each part behaves a different flavor symmetry. So first of all, on the single locus of the area of hole, there is a 70 vector multiplet. And so that 70 vector multiplet looks a flavor symmetry from the 60 world volume of the M5. And because this M5 divides this single locus into the left part and right part, so there this world volume theory has the two of G flavor symmetries. And it is known that when the type of the orbifold is A type, namely just a ZK orbifold, then this theory is equivalent to just a bifundamental hyper, which can be observed by, for example, going to the type 2A theory, and we can explicitly see that this is equivalent to the bifundamental. Okay. And for the D and E type case, the theory is again strongly coupled. And of course, we can put many M5 rings on the single locus. So so that defines the general GG conformal matter theory. So in the tensor branch, meaning that when these M5 rings are separated, then this looks like again, a generalized linear quiver theory, because the between M5 brain, this part holds a vector multiplet of type G, and each M5 brain behaves as a minimal GG conformal matter theory, so this system looks like a 6D linear quiver theory with gauge group G and with the minimal GG conformal matters as a generalized bifundamental. And so the distance between the M5 rings controls the gauge coupling of this G vector multiplet and which is the tensor wave of the tensor multiplet lives on the M5 brain. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to first. Okay, so I'm going to explain the part one paper. So what happens when we put on the minimal conformal matter on T2. And so first, we can use the string duality chain to investigate that theory. So starting from the minimal conformal matter theory on T2, and so we can go down to type 2A. In this frame, the system can be described as a default brain probing the singular locus. And take T dual, this default brain becomes the D3 brain. And this picture is and regarding this infinity, these two infinity as four punctures of classes. So in the IR limit, this should be goes to some classes theory with two four punctures correspond to two infinities, and once some unknown puncture here, which comes from the D3 brain. So know that note that before taking IR limit, this membrane, the position of, so this membrane is, say, dynamical, and because the dimensionality of this membrane is dimension 4, and we are considering the four-dimensional series. So, okay. And this is important afterwards. But so anyway, we would like to identify this, the unknown puncture X. And but we can guess from the easy examples.
The position of the puncture actually dynamical?
Yes. But single case, the position of D3 is just the center of mass mode. But for many M5-brain case, the relative position is dynamical and coupled. So for the A-type case, as I said, this system should be bifundamental in 6D. Therefore, this should be bifundamental in 4D also. And as I said, the bifundamental in 4D is the cross-S theory with, sorry, AK minus 1 cross-S theory. Ah, okay, this is good. With this puncture sphere. And for the D4 case, it is known that it is known by the F theory guys that the 6D theory is equivalent to the rank one E-string theory. And in 4D, that becomes the Minhan-Nemeshansky E8 theory. And so the important thing is that this system is also described by the cross S theory with the same this puncture sphere of type D4. So the natural guess is that the unknown puncture is always simple, even for the general D and E type case. So in summary, we made a conjecture like this. So for the minimal GG conformal matter on T2, it is in IR described by cross S3 of type G with the two full puncture and one simple puncture. Or in other words, the D3 puncture, it goes through the one simple puncture plus decoupled U1 vector multiple in IR. And so the very quick check is that so the Frevel symmetry of both matches, and we made some various checks, say the dimensions of the Higgs and Coulomb branches matches, and weakly gauged version of Higgs branches matches, or conformal anomaly these matches or something. But later these guys prove this conjecture using the mirror symmetry mapping. So actually this conjecture is already proved. So okay, next I generalize the previous part. So in the tensor branch, the theory looks like this 6D linear quiver theory. And using the same duality chain as before, in the T2 compact phi theory can be described by this classes-like picture with the two perpunctures and the n of n is the number of n5 variants and n of the d3 punctures. And in the IR, the each d3 puncture becomes the simple puncture plus decoupled U1. So this in the tensor branch, this system gives the generalized 4D linear equivalence theorem as well. So, but okay, and the tensor branch in 6D it becomes a subspace of the 4D theory here. Subspace of the Coulomb branch of 4D theory. And this subspace in IR, so this CT parameterizes the distance between these D3 punctures. So in IR, this subspace of Coulomb branch becomes the space of marginal deformation of the linear equivalence theory. But we would like to know what happens at the origin of the Coulomb branch, namely what happens when these D3 punctures completely collide. And so in this S duality frame, there is a one TG theory, namely the three puncture with a sphere with three full punctures, and here in this part these three punctures collide, and so. And because these D3 punctures are dynamical, so we don't know how to trace such thing. But so in this part something happens. So we speculate that the theory of the origins should looks like the this. So that should contain the TG theory and something unknown, and these two parts are connected by the G vector multiplet. Okay. And this G vector multiplet should be IR free, because this colliding limit in the classes theory sense, this colliding limit corresponds to the complete degeneration limit of this tube. So in IR, this gauge group G should be infinitely weak, weakly coupled. And that means that this gauge group G should be IR free. So there are some required properties of the this theory. Because the conformal matter can be Higgs to the n equals 2, 0 theory in 6D, so in the 4D the torus compact phi theory should be Higgsable to the n equals 4 super M males of SN. So note that this is not G, so this should be SN. So this this something part should contain, so in particular, this something part should contain the SUN gauge group with coupling tag, because it's hard to generate the vector multiplying in the Higgsian. So and in the if we mass deform, if we give the mass to the diagonal of these two flavor trees, which is in the type 2 setup, which is equivalent to turning on the B field background or on of the singularity. So the in that setup, the theory becomes the very setup of the Douglas Moore. So we should get the affine quiver theory. So so for when G is A type, we should get the circular quiver, and D type, for D type, we should get the this type of quiver. Okay. And for A type case, we can identify the something part as also by the cross theory of different type. So this K is the refers to the rank of singularity, and N refers to the number of M5 brains. So and so this system has required properties, namely we can Higgs so that closing these two punctures, and we get this torus, meaning that N equals 4 supremes. And if we give a mass to the diagonal of these flavor symmetries, the work by these guys says that this TK theory becomes a lowering quiver. And so the mass deformed theory looks like this. But this is nothing but, and so this system is now can be described by a single cross-sectional theory, because this part also describes the lowering quiver. And in the different SVL frame, we get the torus with N simple punctures. This is nothing but the circular quiver. I'm going to finish. So this theory satisfies the required properties. And okay, so maybe it is disappointing that the 4D theory contains a IR-free part, but we can tune the 6D theory so that the 4D theory do not contain the IR-free part, and namely we can do a T-brain operation on the conformal matter, and in that case we get in 6D we get this type of lowering quiver, lowering quiver as a tensor branch quiver, and on the other hand in 4D this T-brainized operation is corresponds to the full closing of one of the full punctures. And such full closing destroys this part, and therefore we get a single cluster theory. So we conjecture that the torus compactification of this 60 theory is conformal field theory with the cluster description. Okay. And more generally, the 60 theory fits Higgs subroutine 2,0, and which contains a tensor mode without vector multiplet, like this. And then the 4D theory is the conformal. We can prove this part. Okay, so I'm going to finish. So. In summary, so a bit too fast, but in summary, in part one paper, we made a conjecture on the torus compactification of minimal GG conformal matters, and that should be described by the cluster theory of this three puncture sphere, and which is actually proven by the result of Buffer and Shi. And for more general case, so general GG conformal matter case, the theory can described by the two of the 4D super conformal field theories connected by the IR-free G vector multiplet. And for A and D type case, this something is the another type of cluster theory. For D type case, this can be described by the twisted cluster theory. And for E type case, we cannot identify this part with known for the superconvex series. So that should be new, I think. And this something part always includes the SUN gauge group with conformal coupling tau. Tau is the modulus of the torus. And therefore, this system has the manifest SL to Z dualities. Okay. And further, if we T-brainize this conformal matter theory, we can single out this something part by breaking this part. And the outlook is so far I mentioned on the 60 theories, Higgs subroutine to the 2,0 of type A, namely just a linear Kuiper theory. In 60, but we can also consider the D or E type quiver in 60. And so actually we mentioned on these theories in some amount or in the paper, but we are going to a bit more detail on this topic. And as I said, our ultimate desire is to consider compactification on general Riemann surfaces, which gives the 4D n equals 1 series. And the first problem is that what 60 series should be considered as a starting point? So the Guyot-Razama paper considered as a causes the A-type conformal theory. And there's another natural candidate, which is E-string, because E-string theory is the simplest, in a sense, simplest 60 theory. But for for this case, to consider the 4D N equals 1, the superconformal field theory, we should break the flavor symmetry of the A conformal matter with the Wilson line. And for the E-string case, the torus compactification of E-string is just E-H mean Hahn dimension theory, which is not SL2Z manifest. And the SL2Z of torus compactification acts trivially on the E-string theory. So if we compactify the E-string theory on Riemann surfaces without breaking the flavor symmetry, the theory do not have the manifest modular transformation duality. So maybe the other candidate is the this type of lowering quiver theory in 60. Because at least for the torus compactification, this system has the both manifest flavor symmetry and SL2Z modular transformation. So this system might give the Riemann surface compactification with the manifest non-abelian flavor symmetry and modular dualities. But of course, that should be very difficult because even the torus compactification gives this strongly coupled non-Lagrangian theory. So for now, it's very difficult to analyze the such Riemann surfaces, but I would like to pass this type of thing. So I finish. Thank you.
So I
skipped all the circle compactification case, but so the similar thing. So for almost all thing I said have a fiber uplifting. Let's see. So in the 5D, the theory should contain the SUN gauge group as this. So in 4D, the theory contains the SUN gauge group here, and in 5D, the theory described by the SUN gauge group couples to some strongly coupled 5D supercomputer series. Yeah. And we can say many things. Yes.
So you will couple theory in a 6D theory for 5D theory.
So the 5D theory looks like, so 5D theory looks like the So the 5D theory looks like a combination of the 5D supercomputer field theory, which have the SUN flavor symmetry, and gauged by the SUN. So this whole thing has a 60 fixed point, and yes. I can't hear.
So I think that when you take the sixth dimensional theory and you put Python on each shoe,
yes,
I believe there is a duality.
Yeah.
It brings you to a five rings on a product in wrapping a surface inside each shoe times the cylinder.
Inside T2 times cylinder. So
is it possible that somehow this picture here represents a scaling limit for some part wrap essentially the shoe?
I'm not sure about
mostly about the cylinder.
Sorry. Maybe.
Be able to do this picture of that.
Yeah. So because there is a mirror map by found by the Diels of N buffer and C, so maybe we can. So there's a more precise version of this picture. So maybe we can see using the mirror map. So far. So the result then, okay, so I briefly explained the result and buffer and C paper. So they starts from the F theory of compactified the non-compact elliptic curvature three, and by the T compactification this can be the type 2A on elliptic curvature three. And in some cases this elliptic curvature three can be described as the C2 times T2 by some sum over four. And in this case we can take a mirror. So we can calculate the mirror and of the type to be of something. So and they can read off from this geometry, read off the Zipf-Gluten curve from this geometry. So actually all I said is the intuitive explanation of this mirror. So maybe we can see using this.